And today, a big decision that's been a long time coming about a bird. In Colorado, the Interior Department announced that it will not list the greater sage grouse as endangered or threatened. Environmentalists had sued to get the bird listed. They'll probably challenge the decision. Many in the energy and agriculture industry will be applauding it. Dan Boyce is a reporter with the Here and Now contributor Inside Energy. He's in Denver. And Dan, so long fight with the same tensions as other fights. The Obama administration and several states, though, had poured millions into trying to save the grouse in 11 states. There used to be several million sage grouse. Now there are somewhere between 200,000 and 500,000. So does today's decision mean they think they have saved the grouse?
It means more than anything that populations, many believe, are stabilizing, although declines are still happening. A little bit of background. The sage grouse is this chicken-sized bird that lives out in the sagebrush plains. Mm-hmm. And the listing has been controversial for years because what the grouse needs to stay healthy are large, undisturbed sagebrush habitat. And so, yeah, naturally, industrial concerns are out here, the underpinning of much of the economy. They've been worried about that because that's land they can't develop. But for environmental groups, it's become this flashpoint and an umbrella species to focus on, because if you can protect the sage grouse, you protect this entire landscape and ecosystem.
So it's about the whole landscape, too, along with the bird. But what does this mean now with today's decision? What might start up again?
Well, for one, it's not much of a surprise. I think most people who were watching this for a long time have seen that when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service 5 years ago said the sage grouse warrants some type of protection, but we don't have the resources and priorities to do it now, many different states and local agencies sprung into action to try to develop conservation strategies that would bring together private landowners and ranchers together with these state groups and environmental groups and industry to figure out conservation strategies to try to hold off an endangered species listing. And there's been a lot of success here. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell called it the largest and most complex conservation effort in the history of the U.S. And it's been hailed as a success, actually, by many people across the spectrum, actually.
Yeah. Well, but does it mean that, for instance, drilling, wind turbines, grazing, animal grazing, might start up immediately, or do we have to wait for this to shake out?
That stuff has actually been continuing anyway, because what's been happening out here is you've had independent state plans that have restricted development in many places. Wyoming's the best example. It's the most important state for sage-grouse populations, and Wyoming's state plan has set aside an astonishing 25% of the state as priority sage-grouse habitat where limited development can occur. So that plan and other state plans continue, and that's why the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service decided that the sage grouse didn't deserve or warrant listing at this time.
Or you're saying didn't need it, and so I'm sure environmentalists will keep an eye on that. Dan Boyce of Here Now contributor Inside Energy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.